Now, Father, we commend these people unto Thee and to the word of Thy grace that is able to build us up and give us an inheritance among all of them that are sanctified by faith that is in Thee. Watch over us all and keep us clean and keep us close and keep us true to Thee. We rely on You, Lord, and Your effective means of making us what You want us to be ready for our Lord's return. May everyone, Lord God, this morning who has come, have found some help to their soul, enlightenment to their understanding, and most of all, Lord, comfort to know that we will not have to go through those awesome, terrible, disastrous tribulation days when we see that glory time when the lives of so many will be taken from them in such a cruel and a heartless way. Thank You, Lord, that You've not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation or deliverance by our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Thank You, Father, for Your word. We know that it is a marvelous book. And Lord, our heart is thrilled with this privilege of searching for these golden nuggets, these riches of divine truth, that to the casual and careless reader easily missed. But those who will search deep, Your Spirit will take us deep into the Word and bring out to light those things that build faith and confidence and trust and reliance and stabilize our hearts while we are here in the attacks of Satan trying to kill and starve our faith. Lord, You're here this morning building faith, the kind of faith that cannot doubt, that will not waver. We know that everything we receive from You, we receive by faith, whether it is our salvation or our sanctification or our infilling of the Spirit or our answer to prayer or healing for our body or any of the riches of Your precious provisions for us in our inheritance in Christ. We get it all by faith. Lord God, strengthen faith here to believe now for a mighty outpouring of Thy Spirit. We know we're in the last days, close to Thy coming, Lord Jesus. Help us to help these people to be ready for Your return, that their souls will be strong and valiant, that they'll not succumb to doubt and fear. They'll not bow to the tempter. They'll not surrender to this world system. They'll not compromise, Lord, their Holy Ghost convictions and the standard of righteousness and truth and holiness to bow down to the cheap tinsel of this world. Lord, we pray You'll help us to be a separated people because we chose to be separated. As Moses separated himself from the hierarchy and from all the riches and all of the wealth and chose to suffer affliction with the people of God, help us, Lord, to identify ourselves with our fellow Christians who suffer adversity and suffer privation and limitations and Lord God, oftentimes the wrath of the enemy. But Lord, keep us steady and keep us strong and keep us close, that we'll be of good courage, for Thou wilt strengthen our heart. Help us to bless one another and edify one another and help each other to be ready to meet Thee at Thy coming. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I know this has been the most somber, one of the most serious, and one of the most sobering messages we've ever given to this class. I felt, Lord, freedom and liberty from You to cry out against petting and pampering and humoring and yielding to the flesh and fleshly appetites and fleshly lusts. Lord, as You have helped me to minister to Your children, may they receive it as it is in truth, the Word of God, that they'll not get caught up and get into the snare that the evil servant did, who said, "My Lord delayeth His coming," and began to act like He wouldn't come for a long time, but he's going to live it up and enjoy himself and have his fun while he could. Lord, let not that lie from the devil ever deceive and subtly pervert the truth to our hearts. We know, Lord God of heaven, that the enemy is after our souls, and he's not going to get us by thy help. You told me in your word, Lord, if we would warn your children day and night with tears, that we may teach every man in all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. According to your word in Colossians 1:28, so I have ministered your word. Now, Lord, I know your word won't return void. It fell on a lot of good ground. If there's been any stony ground, if there's been any ground that has been clotted with thorns and thistles and briars that try to choke the word of God out, Lord, help me to pull the weeds out this morning so that good seed of the Word of God will be planted in the heart that will bring forth fruit unto righteousness and heart purity and holiness. Should there be an unsaved person in here this morning, Lord, speak to their heart and let them know that we're here. This is serious business. For souls are weighed in the balances and found wanting, and we don't want to see anybody that has come within the sound of the gospel within these quarters of this holy sanctuary that you raised up as a monument of your mighty power, a place where the lost could find Jesus and hear the pure, simple gospel, undiluted, unmixed. We pray this morning that the spirit of conviction will bring them to the altar of prayer, that they'll get saved today. This we pray in the matchless name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen.
Father, oh, we bless your name. Your word is wonderful. It's too deep for us to ever fathom it in a moment of time and a hop, skip, and jump study, but we thank you what you have showed us and what you have revealed here and how it all harmonizes and blesses our heart, because it's good news. It's good news that we have a caring Savior, a Savior and a Lord and a Master who hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation or deliverance through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose matchless name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we're glad for the lively hope that is before us of the soon and imminent return of our Savior. We're looking for you, Jesus, not Antichrist and not tribulation, because you promised us an escape from that, and we believe that you're going to do exactly what you have promised. You will keep your word. We beseech thee, Lord, on our part, that we will be found in thee in peace, spotless, holy, without blame, without blemish, unrebukable, and unreprovable in your sight. For we know that you're going to present unto yourself a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. And we praise you and thank you for your Holy Spirit, whom you have sent into this world to help accomplish that purpose and that work of grace, to develop us to the point where really we're clean in heart and clean in mind and in body. For you said, Lord, that you would sanctify us wholly and preserve us blameless unto your coming, sanctifying us in spirit and in soul and in body. This we ask for every man and every woman, and even for the children who are in this meeting house this morning, that we will know the work of sanctification as an accomplished work in us, so that when you come, we're sure that we'll be caught up together to meet you in the air, because we are truly ready for your coming. Grant this, Father, for every precious soul in divine presence this morning, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we thank you this morning for your word. How clear, how plain that you've given it to us. We thank you that it is our way built from earth to heaven, that it all harmonizes, so that even up there you said in Revelation 19 about that great multitude of people in heaven, and you also then spoke about it as the Lamb's wife has made herself ready, and then you tell us, Lord, about you coming with your people from heaven down here to the earth with 10,000s of your saints to rule and reign on the earth. Everything just fit like you said it. We thank you, Lord, that we've had the privilege of expounding your word to these precious children of yours. Thank you for the Holy Ghost witnessing and testifying to the truth as we've shared it with them. Now, Lord, guide us into this closing lesson on this vital, important subject. And may the Spirit of the living God be present, powerfully present, in the service to follow in Jesus' name. And touch the hearts of those who are lost, those who are cool off, those who are away from me, those who are drifting, those who are not ready. And may this be a great and gathering day, we ask in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.